This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Today, our special guest, Rich Nelson, Chief Strategist, Allendale. We'll talk USDA reports in a moment. First off, more regulations doesn't equal safer drivers. Allison Rivera is with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
We want to have faith in these drivers that are hauling such precious cargo as our as these livestock that our producers have taken time and energy to care for and raise. And so, you know, these drivers are playing such an important role, and we want to respect the role that they have, much like motherhood. And we want to give them the tools that they need. We want to have them fully trained and feel like they're prepared, but at the same time, just piling regulations on them doesn't necessarily give them, you know, a feeling that we have confidence in what they're out there doing. And so we just want to make the environment as good as possible for them.
It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, and we're joined today by Rich Nelson. Rich is with Allendale, located in McHenry, Illinois, Chief Strategist. Rich, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much. I appreciate the opportunity here.
Hey, and for those who don't know Rich, maybe they know the name or the voice or they've seen you, but may not realize how you ended up where you are today. Did you just wake up one day and say, "Hey, I want to be chief strategist one day for Allendale"? How'd you end up there?
You know, I didn't grow up on a farm myself, but my dad was certainly in agribusiness and working quite a bit on the meal and corn side as far as livestock feeding for one of the groups out of St. Louis at the time. So I grew up reading National Hog Farmer and whatnot, and went to school, and in the process of school, Allendale contacted me and actually asked me if I'd like to see if I'd like to work with them on this market side of things. So believe it or not, I worked with Allendale now for 26 years, everything from a broker to economist, and now I'm running their strategy for them here.
Well, let's talk about strategy. And by the way, we're going to talk about some things that Allendale is doing as well when we get to the end. But USDA out with the World Ag Supply Demand Estimates, or WASDE, report for the month of January, and man, the markets reacted pretty quickly, and I'm talking about corn and soybeans, or at least to start with, and of course we got some wheat numbers in there too, but usually when you see that kind of reaction into the red, it's a bearish report. Did I get it right?
I think you got it right here, no doubt. And certainly with corn down about 9 cents, this was a new low for this general downtrend. Soybeans at one point were down 33 cents and change. They rebounded and closed only down 10. So the main discussion for these reports, USDA gave us some bearish information for corn. Looks like that information is going to stick for soybeans. We still have a little questions about these next few months ahead here, though.
Well, let's break it down a little further. The outlook, I think, for corn is what, larger production? When you start looking at the numbers, how do you break those down?
You know, we got actually a few different reports from USDA today, and they kind of put them all into one central supply-demand report to keep it simple for us. And corn production was revised higher on this report. U.S. crop was revised higher by 108 million bushels. In fact, the yield change associated with that was tied with the second biggest yield change on a January report of the past 20 years. And USDA went down the line and they raised ending stocks from just over 2.1 million, billion bushels to now just under 2.2. So still a large corn supply story. Discussion is hot on South America's crops. Well, on the corn story, they only dropped them by 2 million tons today, left Argentina unchanged. So the corn story is relatively intact. No change there. The question for us is still with soybeans. Now, USD did add 36 million bushels to this past fall's production. They did not touch domestic crush or exports, which was a bit of a surprise. Stocks raised from 245 million bushels last month, now 280. And discussions for South America, well, they did drop Brazil's crop by 4, but they offset a good chunk of that with 2 million tons added Argentina. So the soybean story is more in flux, but for today at least, certainly a bit negative for this discussion here.
And let's go ahead and bring wheat into this as well, because, and you know, we talk about corn and soybeans, and we think, well, North America, we're kind of done with that for right now till we start rolling planters in South Texas in a few weeks. But with wheat, we're always growing wheat somewhere around the U.S.
Certainly right. And for our discussion with wheat, different than corn and soybeans, we do not usually see a U.S. production revision on this report. They can, but they do it only rarely. So with that in mind, the wheat balance sheet was really changed only minimally here today. Stocks dropping from 659 last month, now 648. Not a big market mover. What our focus was on for wheat specifically was the fourth report that USDA released today, the fall winter wheat plantings. And they really gave us a surprise with a 2.2 million acre cut for this year's fall winter wheat planting. And keep in mind, the vast majority of this was Southern Plains hard red. So Kansas, Oklahoma, and certainly Texas. We've got to point out, this does raise questions for acres on both new crop wheat ahead, so a little bullish, but this does give the corn and soybean acreage discussion a bit of a concern, with maybe a few extra acres waiting for them next spring.
Yeah, I'm glad you went there, because most of what we've talked about is, well, not necessarily rear view mirror, but it's the scoreboard, if you will. But if you're going to put points up on the scoreboard, you got to be looking forward. And so when we start talking about planting and maybe expectations for the year that's coming up, can we draw any conclusions yet?
I do think so. I really think so, Tony. And keep in mind, especially because this acreage change for wheat was specifically with Central and Southern Plains, Kansas through Texas, this also does give us a little question about cotton acreage here for this discussion as well. Now, before this report, we all expected a minor decline for corn acres this coming spring, a minor increase for soybeans this coming spring. I do wonder, perhaps now with this extra acreage available for corn, soybeans, and cotton as well, maybe now we'll see maybe the corn have a little more of a pushback on the acreage side. Instead of down 2 million, maybe it will be down 3 or 3.5, and maybe cotton getting just a little bit of this extra acres lined up here.
Okay, and again, normally we just focus on the row crops, if you will, but USDA in every one of their WASD reports also brings in the livestock side of this, and normally our focus there is on cattle and on hogs, but was there anything at all in that livestock, poultry, and dairy section that might have jumped out to you?
There was a little bit here, and our focus really with these numbers for today at least is going to be on the beef side. We've got to point out, now, just 3-4 months ago, USDA was expecting about a 6% drop in beef production for this coming 24 year we're in right now. Now, for today's discussion, they've been reducing that. They've been muting that reduction. As of today, they're only looking at about a 3% drop in the 24 production. And along with today's report, they did add to imports. They did reduce exports. So the amount that the U.S. consumer is going to see this year is going to be only about 2.7%. And the bulk of this production drop will be in the fourth quarter. So we still have 6 months ahead of very muted declines, maybe 1 to 2%. And then we'll transition back into much tighter supplies later this year in Q4. As far as pork numbers to speak of today, USDA did raise their production estimates. We kind of knew that would happen, though, because we are just coming off that hogs and pigs report from last month, which basically said we're at light liquidation, but productivity is much stronger this year in offsetting that story. So the general story for meats as a whole, including poultry, it didn't change much. But certainly for us on the beef side, a little concern on the pork side, a minor concern with what USDA did here today.
Okay. I know your name is on this. I see Drew Lerner's name on this. I see Steve Georgie's name on this. And it's got a date, I think, of the 23rd. So a little over a week away. What is it I could be talking about?
So we've got a special event coming up here. So Allendale is for 2024. We're going to do, you know, we always have our big conferences in January and July, the ones where we do a full detailed workup of both the U.S. and world situation. Well, we're right around the corner for this next grouping of conferences. So on the 23rd, the Allendale Ag Leaders Conference will be going on and will kick off our whole 2024 outlook on both U.S. and world perspectives, prices, and certainly a strong focus on marketing crops and livestock for this conference. And that's on the 23rd. Producers can give us a simple phone call and get signed up. 1-800, the number 2, and then market.
1-800-2-MARKET. We can also find quite a bit online as well. And where do we go if we want to find out more about Allendale?
Certainly right. And as far as the website, it's relatively simple. Allendale, then a hyphen, then INC.com.
Again, don't forget the Ag Leader Conference coming up on January 23rd from Allendale. And all of the details are online, Allendale-INC.com. Rich Nelson is Chief Strategist with Allendale and joins us on today's Agribusiness Report.
Let's talk about supply chains. Each year, Cotton Incorporated's global supply chain marketing team has hundreds of meetings with brands and retailers in all corners of the globe. They're working to find innovative ways to replace synthetic fabrics with natural, sustainable cotton to expand your customer base and drive more demand. You grow the cotton. The Cotton Research and Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
You're listening to the Agribusiness Report. 2026. That's the next major global sorghum conference. Tim Lust is the CEO of the National Sorghum Producers.
It's in 2026, which seems like a long time away, but it'll be here pretty quick. And you're speaking of the next global sorghum conference that's actually going to be held in Lubbock, Texas, and hosted by Texas Tech University. So excited to have that in our backyard and to be able to showcase what all is being done here in the United States. And will be a good opportunity to continue that learning and be able to show off some of the things that have happened from today until then.
Tim Luss, National Sorghum Producers, on the Agribusiness Report.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turn roads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
CountCon 24 is marching onward to Orlando, January 31st to February 2nd, 2024. Have your say in the future of the industry, network with fellow producers, or connect with friendly faces. Plus, the NCBA trade show will be on site with over 385,000 square feet of the latest and greatest in the cattle business to help your operation stay competitive and sustainable. Register today and learn more at convention.ncba.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Agribusiness Report. Again, our special guest today, Rich Nelson with Allendale in McHenry, Illinois.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at deltapine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Tim Lust, CEO, National Sorghum Producers, excited about the future.
I think our industry and commodity had not got to take part in some of the advances that took place the last 15 years. But the good news is a lot of things that took 15 or 20 years to discover and be able to do in other crops, now we'll be able to do in 5 to 10 years. Pretty excited about some of the opportunities that technology is going to allow for continued genetic improvement. Some of that stuff you'll start seeing in the next few years, and some of that stuff still 5-7 years out. But it is from my seat, certainly been around long enough to see some of this stuff and be frustrated if it not existing or not working in sorghum. And, you know, happy to say it looks like it is working in sorghum. It's now just a matter of getting it cranked through the system and showing up in farmers' fields.